Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
I wonder what people are thinking when they make obviously unethical decisions. People's judgment gets clouded when in large groups, and they're more likely to go along with those poor decisions. One recent example involves a high-speed caravan of exotic cars on a New Jersey turnpike, complete with a police escort, flashing lights and all. Witnesses say a large cluster of Ferraris, Lamborghinis, and the like weaved in and out of traffic at speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour. Maybe owning an expensive sports car leads you to think that behavior is okay, but what would possess a state trooper to go along with that idea? I doubt that every car had a pregnant woman about to deliver. I think the glamour of fast cars and high rollers clouded people's thinking. I'd like to think that there'd be one trooper who would stand up to it and say no. Another recent example involves the Secret Service, assigned to protect our president in Colombia. It appears that it was commonplace for this group of Secret Service employees to drink heavily and hire prostitutes. Dozens of Secret Service agents are being investigated, and many have been forced out over the behavior. Once again, it appears this behavior was accepted by the group. If other people are doing it, it must be normal. One person was willing to speak out about it. A relatively new supervisor, a female, had the courage to report the behavior. Another outrageous example is from the federal GSA, the General Services Administration. These are the people we trust to monitor contracts and be the stewards of how our tax dollars are being spent. Apparently, the administration of GSA has a history of lavish expenditures on their own employees. Maybe they deal with large private corporations and they think they are one, but they're not. A large successful business, say Apple, can throw themselves a $1 million conference if they want. But when a federal agency does that, it's outrageous. Makes me wonder how they thought that was acceptable. GSA staff spend over $100,000 traveling to Las Vegas and another $30,000 on food just to plan the 5-day conference. Food for the actual conference cost $150,000, and that included a budget of $44 a person for breakfast. They even hired a Las Vegas mind reader for entertainment. They should have hired a psychic to tell them how poorly this idea would all turn out. And they spent $75,000 for bicycle parts for a team building exercise. They later donated the bikes to charity. They could have had as much team building with some ping pong balls or less expensive props, but they used new bicycles. Which leads me to a local example. Students at Alice Burney School had been given used bicycles as part of an after-school bicycle safety and fitness program. People donated the bikes and the time to repair and maintain the bikes. Last weekend, thieves broke into the school and stole all 8 bicycles. Only if your thoughts are impaired by drugs and greed would you think stealing bicycles from low-income kids was acceptable behavior. Alice Burney school kids now need support. They need donated bicycles. And apparently they need bike locks and a storage shed, too. And some thieves need brought to justice. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.